Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed. Hey, what's up, rehabs across the world? Trent here. Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. And this is a bonus episode. And this is a hard conversation for me to have. But I woke up this morning, I recorded live on Facebook with tears in my eyes, a heavy heart. And today might make some of you very uncomfortable. And I hope that it does. Because we cannot stay silent anymore. You know, when I started rehab time, I didn't start rehab time to be followed, to be liked, to, you know, please people. I started rehab time to create change. I started rehab time to bring goodness into the world. And sometimes goodness and positive change doesn't make people feel comfortable. And what's going on in the world right now, it's not good. And we can be optimists about it and like, oh, there's a lot of great things. There is. I agree with that. But we can't be blind to the reality of what is going on in the world. And what sparked this podcast was obviously a chain of events. But George Floyd being murdered. And I know a lot of you hearing this know about what's going on, know about this situation. But what breaks my heart, what truly breaks my heart, is that when I get on social media and I see people trying to bring excuses for injustice. And we have to understand this. Injustice to anyone, right, is injustice to us all. Like, if we're really going to come together as people, we have to understand that. Any type of injustice, wrong is wrong, right is right. And I'm just sick and tired of seeing people, like, ignore wrong because of their political party, because they don't want to offend their friends, because they want to protect their brand. And if you're staying silent on unjust violence, I don't mean you have to post on social media, it doesn't mean you have to do podcasts about it, but if you're staying silent on unjust violence, you're not having conversations with your family, conversations with people of different races. If you're staying silent on unjust violence, then you are part of the problem. If you're making excuses for injustice, then you are part of the problem. You know what really fired me up is when I got in my comments and this lady was like, well, he shouldn't have been this or that. And it's so crazy that people resort to that when someone is being murdered. You know, Tatiana Jefferson was from Fort Worth, my city. And she got murdered for being in her home. For being in her home. Some people, what's the excuse there? Oh, she shouldn't have left the door open? She shouldn't have been in her home? Like, just think how crazy that sounds. And, you know, we always want to go to, oh, there's so many good cops. And we know that. There's so many great cops. There are cops that listen to this podcast right now that are excellent. I have friends that are police officers that do an outstanding job. But this is the truth. Not just cops, but people in general. If you're not going to stand up against wrong, then you are a part of the problem. And if you're a great cop and a good cop and an ethical cop, but you're not joining in on these protests, you're not speaking out on social media, which I see some are, you're not outraged by this and you're just letting it slide by because you have so much honor to your badge. Like, forget the badge. Have honor to goodness. Have honor to love. Have honor to what's right. And that goes for everybody listening to this podcast episode right now. Forget having honor to your political party. Have honor to what's right. But the sad fact is this, is that we live in America, right? And most of Americans, and some of you are not going to like when I say this, but it's true. And if it steps on your toes, oh well. If you don't want to listen to me anymore, oh well. But most of us only care about the America that benefits us. If it doesn't benefit us or it doesn't bother us, we don't care about it. And that, my friend, is a problem. To the people that got outraged, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but to the people who got outraged when Kaepernick took a knee, a silent protest, and some of us were so outraged, we hated him, he got blackballed. Let's just speak facts right now. Whether it was wrong or right if he took that knee. I'm not debating that or arguing that because everybody's going to feel the way they want to feel. And I respect the way people feel for certain type of reasons. But if you're a person that got outraged by Kaepernick taking a knee, but you're not outraged right now. If you're not outraged right now by this cop taking a knee and actually killing someone, my friend, you are a part of the problem. And that's underlining like racism. And when we talk about police officers, like just imagine if it was me watching someone get murdered, watching one of my friends murder someone, I would be in jail. You are guilty by association. That makes you an accomplice. I'm not trying to preach violence, but I'm going to tell you right now, if somebody in my life is doing evil, if somebody in my team or my circle is doing something evil, doing something bad, I'm going to check them. I'm going to probably punch them in their face. And I don't care what comes with it. I don't care what I lose. I don't care how I look. Because I'm loyal to what's right. I'm loyal to what's good. And to those other three cops, and this is an isolated situation. There's so many other situations. But to those three cops that just watched. To even the people that recorded that just watched. And I know it's not their position to jump in and do something because they're probably afraid too. But to those cops that just watched. You are part of the problem. You should have punched that cop in the face or you should have pushed that cop off and say, you know what? No, we're not going to have this anymore. This is not going to go down. We have this man, you know, detained. No matter what whether it's true or not of how he was before, we have him detained. He's crying out for his mother, for God's sake. Like if you watch that video and it doesn't break your heart, my friend, you are part of the problem. And I want everybody to listen to this podcast because I know a lot of you look up to me. I want to tell you, I am George Floyd. What if that was Trent Shelton on that video? How would you feel? I'm sure you would stand up for me because you know how much I care. You know how good of a person I am. You would stand up for me. Well, think of that as me because that could have been me. I would be lying if I told you there's not a time where I leave the house and I wonder if I'm going to make it back. That's the reality of my life. I'm a black man. It's reality. It's reality that I had conversations with my dad and I had to go through basically school of how to comply. When you get pulled over, this is what you do. This is what you don't do. Don't make no certain moves. Don't wear this. And I've been judged so much. By the way that I look, I have tattoos, dreadlocks. When I wear a hoodie, I fit the description. No matter who I am in the inside, who I really am, I still fit the description. This has to change. And just to be real with you, the only way it's going to change is if every single one of you listening to this is bothered by this. And every single one of you listens to this, dives in deep in your own self and does some soul searching and asks yourself, what could I do? What could I do to make this world a better place? What could I do as the majority to my white friends listen to this, to my white supporters? What could I do to educate? What could I do to call out people? To my black friends, what could I do to educate? I want to challenge everybody listening to this to have a conversation with the opposite race so you can understand their world. So we can stop trying to bring excuses because that's not how you would have acted. Or that's not what you would have did. You know, I'm recording this literally with tears in my eyes, man. Because I'm just tired.
I'm tired of seeing this over and over and over again. I've had a friend murdered by the police. And I don't say this to make you think police officers are bad, because we need police officers. I am for police officers. I am. But I'm not for evil ones. And so please, if you're a police officer, if you know a police officer, send them this podcast episode. Start putting your job on the line to stand up for what's right. Please. Please. Because we need the majority to start standing up for the minority. And I'm starting to see that now. I'm starting to see my friends starting to stand up. To my friends in the industry, we need you to stand up. Forget your brand. Forget all those things and trying to make, you know, I don't want to offend anybody. Then what are you doing it for? Then what are you doing it for? Because these cycles are going to keep repeating itself. And I don't want that to happen. I don't want it to get to the point where, you know, good cops have to watch their backs because of the actions of bad cops. But that's what it's gotten to. And now people are paying for mistakes they didn't make. It's not fair. It's not right. You know, I just wish that everybody could just trade places for a year to really understand someone else, to really understand how someone else feels, to really understand what someone else goes through, what someone else experiences, what someone else has experienced in their life to make them operate in a certain type of way. The trauma that they've been through where they're paranoid when it comes to dealing with law enforcement, when it comes to dealing with certain people, because all of the trauma and the things that they've been through. It's time for a change. But that change is not going to happen unless you take it personally. Don't wait for it to come to your front doorstep for you to care. Don't wait for somebody that you know to be affected for you to care. Because I'll tell you right now, man, if the people that support me don't want to stand up for what's right, I'll quit. I'll stop making videos. I'll stop doing podcasts. I'll stop giving so much of myself. If you ain't going to ride for me like I ride for y'all. If you ain't going to ride for what's right, forget me. If you ain't going to ride for what's right, with what's ethical. If you ain't going to ride for the truth, then I'm going to stop riding for y'all. I'm going to stop putting out these videos and trying to help the world, because I feel like it's not doing any type of change if people really aren't changing at the core of their souls. It's time for America to wake up. You know, I made a spoken word called the Divided States of America. I caught so much flack for it. And every single word was true. Every single word was true. I literally wrote that people, the only way that you can get mad at that is if you didn't like the truth. It wasn't from an opinion base. I literally said, welcome to the Divided States of America. Because we aren't united. Yes, some of us are. But if we all aren't united as one, then situations like this will continue to happen. So as I wrap up this episode, because I don't want to make it long, please stop trying to bring justice, right? Or trying to justify injustice. Please stop making excuses for hatred. Because if the roles were reversed, some people in the same position that George Floyd was in either would have went to jail, probably wouldn't have went to jail, but they for sure wouldn't have been murdered. For sure, wouldn't have been murdered. Murdered, man. That man has family, just like you. In the long list of people, and I don't want y'all to change the subject and say, well, what about this? Again, if you're always trying to change the subject on something, you, my friend, are a part of the problem. Please spend time really thinking about everything going on in this world. And I'm all for optimism. But don't let us be so optimistic that we become ignorant to the things that are really going on. And if you don't like me anymore because of this episode, then so be it. If you want to unfollow me, then so be it. Because what I'm fighting for is something bigger than some likes, something bigger than some attention, something bigger than some downloads, something bigger than some followers, something bigger than all of that. I'm fighting for human life. I'm on human life side. I'm on goodness's side. And if I'm on goodness's side and I choose to stay silent when evil is present and I choose to turn the other cheek every single time it happens, then can I really say I'm on goodness's side? You got to stand up for what you believe in, for what's right, even if it makes you look wrong to other people. You got to stand up for what you believe in, even if it makes you look like an outcast, even if you lose certain things, because the greatest loss in life is staying silent on the things that you truly care about. Just put yourself in that position. How would you want someone to fight for you if you were treated with injustice and not fairly and you were murdered? Because again, the things we ignore can easily become the things that other people ignore when it comes to our life. You can't expect people to ride for you if you're not riding for other people. I don't believe in fighting violence with violence. I don't believe in rioting. But what I do believe in is people coming together and not accepting this mess anymore. You can't say you're about positive change if you're turning your cheek to negativity. You can't say that you're about making this world a better place when you're ignoring the things that are keeping this world from being a better place. I love each and every one of you. Love to all. I've seen this written on social media that has and who has love for all. It all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Rest in peace to George Floyd. And rest in peace to anyone. The names and people who weren't on videotape that got killed. Rest in peace to the soldiers that got killed. Rest in peace to everyone that has died, got murdered, and didn't deserve it. And by the way, I feel like nobody deserves to get murdered, by the way. But you guys know what I'm talking about. So as we wrap up this bonus episode, just spend some time thinking about how you can make this world a better place. Maybe it's having conversations with someone. Maybe it's doing something. Maybe it's giving a platform to someone. But we can't keep ignoring the hard conversations and expect to change this nation. We can't keep ignoring the things that are right in front of our face, and we try to smokescreen it with optimism and justifications that don't help the reality of the situation. As you guys know, in the rehab process, the first step is facing the reality. And this is a reality, my friends, that we need to face, because I'm sick and tired of it. Straight up.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? How does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, And then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.
Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.